Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Gabbles from Gooseland. As a kid, I lived 11 miles from Disneyland. I took for granted that I'd visit the happiest place on Earth several times a year, and I did. Due to immaturity, I didn't understand why my out-of-state cousins were so excited to visit Southern California and the Magic Kingdom. They were giddy about meeting Mickey and exploring Adventureland, and their enthusiasm escaped me. It's easy to have that same take-it-for-granted attitude about living in the Central Flyway. This is a place where those in the know can observe a wealth of bird species that are either migrating through or live here. Those of us who reside in mid and western Kansas have opportunities to enjoy birding and bird hunting that few share. A step outside the door, and we are in Gooseland. This time of year, it's necessary to go outside to enjoy the gabbling coming from the south of the house. I'm not throwing open the windows in these icy temperatures in order to hear thousands of snow and Canada geese that hang out near our water treatment lagoons. I'm sure the designer of these ponds had no idea how perfectly suited these water holes are to host multitudes of honking birds. But if they had intended to lure geese close to town, they couldn't have planned better. Not only is my neighborhood home to scores of winged, web-footed creatures, but so is Ellis. For decades, the city lake has drawn hordes of Canadas into town. Some of these long-necked critters walk around the community looking as though they wonder why all these humans are in the way. Sometimes they're downright unfriendly in the way they honk and peck at their human neighbors. Their actions end up getting them transported to a less populated neighborhood or into a roasting pan. During my long drive home from school, I frequently see several thousand birds settling into either stubble or green wheat fields for their evening roost. When this many snow geese land in the same place, it's easy to see how they got their name. Packed in tight, they look like a wintry landscape that happens to move. They might be able to use their deceptive camouflage, except they can't be quiet. When I stop to watch them, I hear their nattering even before I roll the window down. When I rode into the countryside with my husband the other day, he pointed out geese far in the distance. Initially, I didn't see what he was directing me to look at. I thought I was looking at corn stalks rising from the prairie soil. After zooming in with my telephoto lens, I realized what I thought were upright canes were actually geese craning their necks to look my way. They wanted to see what was in the distance every bit as much as I wanted to examine them. I was reminded again of how lucky we are to live amongst such amazing bird diversity. I'm glad I traded Gooseland for Disneyland every time I see those V's needling across the blue horizon or hear their raucous cries. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.